Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget, listeners, later this hour, we will be talking about this new project from the New Museum in New York, in which every payphone in Manhattan has been turned into a storytelling booth, telling stories about 1993. So if you want to do this and check out the experience before we do our segment in maybe 15 minutes, go to your nearest payphone if you're in Manhattan. We have a map of existing payphones. And yes, there are still payphones in Manhattan. Go to your nearest one and dial the following number, 1-855-4-1993. That's 1-855-FOR 1993. And depending on what neighborhood you're in, you'll get a different voice telling you a story about 1993. It's my voice in Inwood on the Upper West Side and in Tribeca, other people's in other parts of town. And we're going to talk about these on the air coming up later. But if you want to hear some of them in advance or the one for your neighborhood, just go to a phone booth in Manhattan and dial 1-855-FOR-1993, 1-855 for 1993, and we'll talk about that later. As for right now, it's just been over 5 months since Sandy hit. So how are we doing? New York City Deputy Mayor for Operations Cass Holloway is here with an update and some information on how to get new grant money for some of you that's just becoming available. Deputy Mayor, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Brian. Great to be here.
And I see that the city recently announced that the Rapid Repairs Program completed work on more than 20,000 homes damaged by the storm. So congratulations. And is that all of them?
There's a handful of homes that are left. The Rapid Repairs Program got underway. People started registering in November. We ultimately had 11,700 buildings in the program, and within those buildings, a total of 20,000 residential units. And the goal of the program was to restore essential services, heat, power, hot water, so that people could shelter in their homes and start to recover in their homes rather than setting up alternative locations, trailers, other things.
And so those were the emergency repairs to heat, power, hot water, the essentials to get people back into their homes. But there's still a lot of construction and more strategic rebuilding to be done, correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, we know, and I have personally been in a number of these homes, that it is just the beginning. The goal of that program was just to make the homes habitable so that people could recover from in their homes. Otherwise, and I had talked to a lot of homeowners who were prepared to sign leases for a year, and they were going to start doing the repairs on their homes in the spring. And you can imagine if a waterlogged home sits there for months and months, you're going to just multiply the damage and the cost.
Sure.
And so that's why I think this program, if you look at, I think it will reflect well on FEMA, who was incredibly helpful in putting this program together. It'll show to be a very cost-effective program compared to other efforts.
So now we get to almost $1.8 billion in federal aid for rebuilding. This comes in the form of community development block grants for a housing recovery, business recovery, and infrastructure resiliency. So these are grants rather than loans, which is always a good thing if you're on the receiving end. Is the goal to build homes back the way they were or to build back better under new guidelines?
Well, this tranche of funding – so let me just start by saying online right now is the city's action plan for the spending of the first $1.8 billion, as you say, of funding that we've gotten in this form of community development block grants. And the first thing I want to do is encourage everybody to go online to nyc.gov. There is a big recovery button to hit there, and you can look at the plan and comment on all of its particulars.
And in fact, officially, you're taking public comments through tomorrow on this action plan, this part of it, right?
Exactly. The comment period's been open for 2 weeks, a week longer than federal requirements. We have more than 200 comments so far. And we want as many comments as we can get because these programs are supposed to benefit the businesses and the homeowners who were most impacted by Sandy. And the best way to figure out what's going to benefit them most is to hear from people who were impacted directly.
Have you been reading them? What are people saying?
People have given all kinds of comments, some ranging from when are we going to be able to get the money to what is the eligibility going to be. I haven't been through all of the comments yet, but we are going to go through them as soon as the period closes. And I think that ultimately it will make the programs better.
So what can you tell people now about who is eligible and for what?
So this is the first tranche, this $1.8 billion, and the focus of this tranche of funding is to help those who were the most impacted from both a business and a homeowner perspective. So tens of thousands of homes were impacted in some way by Sandy, but there is a smaller subset of that group where we had homes that were totally destroyed by the storm, homes that were inundated and for all practical purposes had to be demolished as a result of the storm. And homes then that were substantially damaged. And the definition of that really is if the pre-storm value of the home, if more than 50%, if it's going to cost more than 50% of the pre-storm value of the home, your home is essentially substantially damaged and it's going to require major repairs. We are proposing to dedicate approximately $720 million of this $1.8 billion of the first tranche to home programs, NYC Houses, which is going to do minor repairs and also do some full house rebuilds and a program that's going to help multifamily homes. And so the first criteria of the program is, was your home damaged or substantially damaged by Sandy, and have you do you have unmet need? So it's not this funding stream is designed to be a gap filler. There is a gap, we know, between what people are able to recover from FEMA, their insurance company, and so forth, and what they're going to need to actually come back to where they were, and that's what we're trying to fill.
Listeners, we can take a few questions for Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway. If you think you might qualify for one of these post-Sandy grants or loans, and if you have a suggestion for how to orient this program, or really mostly a question that would pertain to your situation or to someone you know, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And let me throw out a scenario. What if your home or business was not damaged in the storm, but you live in the new FEMA advisory flood map zone, which should be made official in June? Do you potentially qualify for grant money or loans to raise your home or implement other flood mitigation measures?
The short answer to that question is not yet. This, as I say, there is still a substantial amount of community development block grant money, the federal funding, that has not been allocated yet. And so we anticipate that as working with Sean Donovan, who is now the HUD secretary and the president personally appointed to be part of this effort, he also happened to be Mayor Bloomberg's commissioner for housing preservation and development. So the good news is he really knows the city well. They're going to be allocating additional funds. And as part of that, we anticipate that there will be some programming funding that is going to be available for that kind of work. But the initial focus is on homes that were damaged. And so that is where we are focusing the efforts right now. But we definitely anticipate that that kind of funding will be available. And Brian, you also asked, are people going to be able to build to back to what they had, or do they have to do something more? If homes were completely destroyed or substantially damaged, the mayor has already put in place an order that waives zoning requirements if you agree that as part of your rebuilding, you are going to build to the new advisory-based flood elevation, the new level that the new FEMA maps show. If you do that, then you will be allowed to basically build what you had, but you'll have to elevate it.
So it's not mandatory, but there are incentives to do so.
Well, there's one thing that is mandatory is that if your home was substantially damaged and it was built before 1983, in all likelihood, it was not built to the elevation under the current maps. And FEMA is going through this whole process of new maps. And you can get a thorough explanation of this online because it can be a little confusing for people. But at a minimum, in order to pull a permit from the Department of Buildings, you're going to have to build to the current elevation level plus 2 feet. Now, you don't get the zoning relief if you don't build if you go there and you don't go any higher, you don't get the zoning relief. So, yes, there is a strong incentive if you want to be able to build the same square footage that you had in the same way that it was built to build the new elevation.
Let me take a caller for you from the Rockaways. Eleanor in Bell Harbor. You're on WNYC with Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi. We were looking on Facebook and Rockaway Recovery, and there seemed to be indications that people who accepted SBA loans or, in fact, applied for SBA loans but opted not to accept them, that they would not be allowed to participate in the block grant program. Could you clarify that?
I am going to try to clarify that. There are a number of federal agencies. The good news is there are a number of federal agencies that are putting resources towards this recovery effort, Small Business Administration, FEMA, and HUD. One of the big challenges that the federal government faces and that we have to face with them is you want to make sure that people don't get compensated multiple times or from multiple streams for the same damage. And so there are requirements in terms of if you are working with SBA, what you will be eligible for the community development block grants. But we are putting in place with these programs, every person who applies for these housing recovery programs is going to be assigned a housing recovery specialist. And that person is going to work with each applicant to determine exactly what they've already gotten and what they're eligible for. And the whole goal of that person is going to be to maximize what people's recovery can be. So if you have any question about eligibility, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all answer. It's going to likely depend a lot on the specific facts. So I would encourage everyone who thinks they could be eligible to apply and work with one of these specialists.
All right. Linda in Hackensack. You're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
Okay.
Question is, I own property in Brick, and we were originally assessed by our tax department that our structure was worth $120,000. That's what we'd been paying taxes on. Based on that number, we were better than 50% damaged as a result of the storm. So we thought that we could apply to FEMA to help us raise the house to offset some of the expense because we had been at a 5-foot elevation, and the new maps are drawing up closer to 9 or 10 feet.
And did FEMA deny you altogether?
Well, we received a letter from the engineering department in the town saying that we were denied because we were not properly assessed and that they would have assessed us at like $10,000,
wow,
$20,000 higher.
That, and I have to leave it there for time, Linda. That's a fascinating story, and it's a New Jersey story. But are you having similar situations in New York, and is it relevant to what you're doing now?
Well, first, just in terms of assistance, the federal coordinating officer, Mike Byrne, at FEMA has been a tremendous partner both to New Jersey and New York. So one thing I would like to do after this is make sure we get your information and get you connected so that we can make sure that if there is a follow-up and a second review that we can do of your particular case, that it will get the attention that it needs. The short answer is there are all kinds of issues that have arisen in individual cases with assessments and value and so forth. And I would suggest to people that if you think in any way that you are not getting what you're entitled to or that there's been any kind of mistake, just call 311 in New York City and we will do what we can to assist.
And Linda, hang on. We're going to have a producer take your contact information because of Deputy Mayor's generous offer. Have you had cases that you know of in which FEMA overruled the city's tax assessment?
I'm not aware of any cases no cases have been brought to my attention where that has happened.
Property
yet.
Value assessment. So. Okay. Governor Cuomo, and we're going to run out of time soon, but he has a buyout fund with the goal of trying to buy people out and then turn that land into open space. And this is about, as you know, retreating from the shore in certain places, saying this land is no longer suitable for living on or running a business on. And the city's going to work with the state on that, I gather. But this new plan that you're working on has something new. It has an acquisition for redevelopment fund. So you want people to sell you their land, and then you'll try to redevelop that land for something else?
What we're trying to do is create the maximum number of options and flexibility for what happens and giving homeowners options. And rather, I wouldn't put it as saying we want people to sell us their homes. There may be people who decide that they would like, in terms of recovery, to maybe live in the same neighborhood but live somewhere else. And what the acquisition fund will help facilitate is acquisition for redevelopment. We'll facilitate that because we at least can potentially offer them an option that says, well, if you want to move on to a different location, there may be an option for you. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be valuation questions, and it may ultimately be that the value that we can offer for the home to do that, maybe it'll make up for your damage, maybe it won't. But it's really to provide options.
Because these are going to be cash offers at post-Sandy rates, right?
Well, there's a number of elements to it. You both have relocation expenses, which can provide an additional source for, basically reimbursement, the cost of relocation, plus the assessment value, which as a general matter is the post-Sandy value.
So before you go, just tell people again how they can comment on this plan that you're working on before the deadline tomorrow, and then who should apply and how they can apply for some of this block grant money that's going to become available.
So to comment on the plan, if you have internet access or can get internet access, the easiest way is to go to nyc.gov, hit the recovery button, and then you'll see a menu that shows you to go right to where the plan is. You will be able to enter comments electronically and submit them. I entered a comment myself. I know that the system works, so you should go and do that. We want as many comments as we can get.
And I'll just jump in and say that we put the links on our page. So listeners, if you're used to going to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can get there via that.
You can also call 311. So if you can't get online, who should apply? If you think in any way as a business or as a resident that you were, you were damaged by Hurricane Sandy, damaged your home, your property, your business, you should apply. You should, number one, look at the plan and comment so that you can know what the programs are, and they fall into two basic categories, home and business recovery. And then we will shortly, once we get approval from HUD for the program, and that after we get all of people's comments, we're going to turn it in and get it approved. And we're working every single day to set up the program in a way that's going to be as helpful to people as possible. But if you have any question that you could potentially be eligible, you should apply.
Deputy Mayor for Operations of New York City, Cass Holloway, thank you so much for coming to our studio and giving us this update.
Great to be here, and look forward to coming back.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how you can make a phone call to 1993 on a New York City payphone. And if you do it from certain neighborhoods, you might even reach me. Stay with us.